Spencer and I are delighted to be here to talk about cybersecurity. And as we start 2016, we think back about what happened last year and kind of contemplate the coming year. There is no doubt, though, that 2015 was the year of the hack.
Says hackers have been attacking its computer system for the past 4 months, even managing to get passwords for individual reporters. The paper says its own security experts and the FBI traced the intrusions to hackers in China, who it says were employing techniques associated in the past with hackers from the Chinese military.
7% of Americans. That's how many people were affected by the hack on the Office of Personnel Management.
Someone has broken into the National Bank, the Federal Reserve, a 21st century thief breaking into files, not into metal safes.
There's another major cybersecurity breach to report this morning.
Hackers swiped personal information from nearly 39 million people who used the website Ashley Madison. And now the hackers claim that they've posted all of that personal information on the web.
An unprecedented recall to tell you about now. Fiat Chrysler recalling 1.4 million vehicles over fears they are vulnerable to hackers.
It's the hack heard and seen around the world. Over 100 terabytes of data stolen from Sony Pictures.
Now to a major security breach at the IRS. Criminals stealing personal information, including social security numbers, from more than 100,000 taxpayers by hacking into the agency's computers.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sue Herrera with breaking news. U.S. officials telling NBC News that Russia launched a sophisticated cyber attack against the Pentagon's Joint Staff Unclassified Email System.
So why should nonprofits and foundations care about cybersecurity?